Ukraine, ISIS, beheadings, Ebola, Gaza, Ferguson. This seems a particularly grim time in our world. Yet is it really? Is our current daily dose of woe really any worse than any other time in history? Could it be we're just more aware, more bombarded and anxious, thanks to the Twitter-peppered, video-drenched, shrunken world in which we live? Seems to me any one day of World War II contained far more horror, pain, and cause for anxiety than any day of 2014. But back then, the news of it all tended to arrive more slowly, by headline and newsreel, not breathless tweet and gut-churning video. Today, the vivid newsbreak launches the 24/7 reaction cycle. Political and media actors thunder and posture, demanding that the president, the Pentagon, somebody make the problem go away right now. You have to wonder, if we had to live through a true existential crisis like a world war, would we just lose it? We are both blessed and cursed to get more information more quickly than any group of people ever has. It seems to have thrown out of whack our sense of proportion, of how long it takes for things to play out, of how much we can really affect events. While we flip out over distant crises, we do next to nothing about a real crisis that is both existential and demands personal action. I speak of global warming. It's odd. All around the globe, humans routinely do deeds as horrific as the ISIS barbarities. But when these happen in a place like Rwanda, we shrug. In the Middle East, though, we are perpetually deluded that we can bend events to our will. The difference, of course, is oil. How many of the people clamoring for a decisive response to ISIS are among the 25% of Americans who still deny that our planet is warming and that our lust to consume hydrocarbons is partially to blame? Curbing that lust would both reduce the chronic threat from groups like ISIS and the possibly cataclysmic threats from warming. This should really be our number one national project. Instead, we order more drone attacks. We have very smart phones, but they don't seem to be making us smarter. I'm Chris Cetullo.